This is Marketplace Tech for Tuesday, October 11th. I'm Molly Wood, filling in for Ben Johnson. Back in 2012, Apple and Samsung went to, quote, thermonuclear war over smartphone design, and Samsung lost. Courts found that it had illegally copied Apple's iPhone design on its smartphones, and under current patent law, owed Apple all the profits it had made on the infringing phones. Samsung paid about $400 million, but today, the company's lawyers will argue before the U.S. Supreme Court that the amount is unreasonable because design alone doesn't account for all the phone sales. Christine Farley is a law professor at American University. She joins me now from Washington. Christine, tell me about the design patents at issue here.
The three design patents are one for the surface of the phone, which is rectangular with rounded corners. The second design patent is for the bezel that surrounds that surface, that kind of silver bit of metal that goes around the phone. And the third patent design patent is for the grid of colorful icons that you see when your iPhone goes on.
The law as written now says that Samsung has to pay its entire profits to Apple?
Apple says the law means what it says, and the law says total profits. And Samsung says the law can't possibly mean that. That doesn't make any sense at all. And in fact, that was the ruling below from the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals. They said, you know what, we're constrained by the language of the act, which says total profits. And the Federal Circuit even said, even though that makes no sense in the modern world.
So basically what the court is looking at today is, what is the value of rounded corners?
It's a very difficult question to try to figure out how much of Samsung's profits are attributable to these little aspects of the overall design of their smartphones. We forget now the way smartphones looked. You know, no Samsung phone looked the way it does now. No Samsung phone looked anything like the Apple iPhone. So although these are very minimal design features, you know, it was extremely innovative. Apple put a lot of time, effort, and resources into coming up with this design. Samsung, in its brief, kind of belittles design and says, you know, nobody buys a smartphone because of the way it looks. They buy the smartphone because of the way it works. So design is almost irrelevant in a product category like smartphones. But I do think the truth is somewhere in between. And how a court would figure out exactly why the public purchased these Samsung phones, that would be very difficult. And certainly that's not something that the Supreme Court is going to do today.
That's Christine Farley, law professor at American University. Thank you so much for your time.
My pleasure.
Now, of course, the other big issue facing Samsung is the ever-expanding Galaxy Note 7 crisis. The company stopped its smartphone recall after some replacement phones caught fire or melted, and now Samsung has shut down Galaxy Note 7 production completely. AT&T and Verizon have both said they will stop issuing new Galaxy Note 7s, and they're directing customers to buy other phones. Some analysts said the crisis could cost Samsung up to $5 billion in revenue, and at the heart of all of it is the lithium-ion battery, a 30-year-old technology that might be reaching the end of the road. Vibha Kalra is an associate professor of chemical and biological engineering at Drexel University. Vibha, thanks for joining me.
Thank you, Molly, for inviting me here.
Certainly, Samsung has had problems recently, but it's not the first time we've heard of lithium-ion batteries being unstable. Is that something that is unique to this type of battery?
Sure. I mean, lithium-ion batteries, I mean, if you use, I mean, there's a certain recommendation within which these need to be used. There's a certain voltage and temperature recommendation within which these batteries need to be used. Having said that, the materials inside this battery are inherently unsafe. It's the chemistry itself that makes it work. The reason why they are the best in the market is what really makes it unsafe as well. For example, the lithium-ion batteries are filled with a liquid known as the electrolyte, which basically helps to transport these lithium ions from one side to the other. So these electrolytes are flammable, or they can catch fire if they are given the right environment.
Why do you think that Samsung in particular has been having so much trouble with these batteries?
In these Samsung batteries, what happened was the positive and the negative sides combined and internally, which caused the internal short circuit. When we are charging such a device, such a defective device, we are essentially transferring this energy into inside of the cell, which is filled with this flammable electrolyte that can catch fire. So it was possibly due to a material failure that the positive and the negative sides combined internally in these batteries.
There's been some speculation that maybe some of the fast charging technology that's built in is contributing to that unstable environment. Are we asking more from these batteries than they are designed to give?
Absolutely. I mean, there is definitely, I mean, as consumers, even though our phones are becoming more powerful, they have so many extra features, but we don't want to sacrifice the battery life. And that's certainly forcing the manufacturers to push the limits of these batteries.
That's Vibha Kalra, Associate Professor of Chemical and Biological Engineering at Drexel University. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And a little more on big names and bad PR. Last month, Yahoo announced that hackers had compromised about 500 million user accounts. And last week, Reuters reported that Yahoo itself may have written special software to scan all its users' incoming email at the request of U.S. intelligence officials. Now, after all that news, more than a few security analysts and fed-up users suggested that the best course of action is to delete your Yahoo account. Now it appears Yahoo's making that a little harder to do. The Associated Press reports that Yahoo has disabled automatic email forwarding. So if you're trying to close your email account and forward all the incoming email to your new provider, it won't work anymore. Yahoo wouldn't comment. Its help site just says that email forwarding is temporarily disabled. Now, if you still want to delete your account, you can at least set up an out-of-office message that will let people know you won't be getting their mail. Marketplace Tech was produced today at the Reveal Studios at the Center for Investigative Reporting. I'm Molly Wood. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.